This is the KPTZ Compass, your local news magazine for the Northeast Olympic Peninsula. This week, the Compass takes to the streets, along with a sizable portion of the local population, as we cover a rally of support for immigrants that took place on Martin Luther King Day, and then attend the PT Women's March, which may well have been the largest demonstration in the town's history. So now, let's go inside the Compass.
On January 15th, after a memorial in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King at Port Townsend's Haller Fountain, a delegation of citizens assembled at one of the town's busiest intersections to show solidarity for their brothers and sisters in the county and the country who face the specter of deportation in these uncertain times. KPTZ spoke with members of the group, including event organizer and chair of Jefferson County Immigrants' Rights Advocates, Libby Palmer.
And Libby, are you the organizer of this event today?
With many other people, yes. Sometime during last week, I realized that there were 690,000 potential DACA people, potential for deportation. And then when Trump started canceling some of the temporary protective status, the TPS, I realized more than 1 million people now potentially can be deported from this country. And it was so shocking that I thought, we have to just bring this to the public view.
What's your background, Libby?
Well, I've lived in Port Townsend since 1980. I have sort of a science and math background, but I have been what you would call a human rights worker from the time that I was very young. My parents were both immigrants. They weren't just immigrants, but my dad actually worked in an organization of immigrants helping other immigrants in Europe after World War II. So I kind of grew up with this sensitivity, and well, as we all know, it's been insane. The pace of pronouncements, the pace of negativity has been terrible. I also have to say that the pace of opposition is increasing too. And I really take heart in that we have not yet lost our democracy. We have not yet lost our right to protest. So it's up to us to keep coming out here. One of the reasons that we're holding these American flags is that this is our America too. This symbol has often been co-opted by people on the right, but no, it's our country too. There are so many things that we thought would be impossible or illegal are taking place, including having a president who is cursing people, using expressions in public that were unheard of.
Do you think that this particular man who is our president now is cutting to the chase and voicing sentiments that have existed for a long, long time in this country, maybe since its inception?
That's really a hard question to answer, but we've been a segregationist society. We had a Chinese Exclusion Act. We put Japanese people at the end of World War into camps. So we've always had that thread. But we've also had the other thread, which is Supreme Court cases that outlawed segregation and fair housing and workers' rights and unions. We've had both of those things. So I have to say they're both there.
Paul Hines, I'm the pastor of First Presbyterian Church here in town and a resident of Port Townsend. It's Martin Luther King Day, a day when we celebrate inclusiveness, justice, equality, and I think that's what this demonstration is all about, so that's why I'm here. I was there for the Martin Luther King Jr. kind of celebration and heard inspiring words from him, and it's great to actually put those words in action by trying to make a difference.
I'm Diane Andrews. I hope for a better resolution to immigration system that's currently broken, and the answer is not to deport people and break up families. As it relates to our celebration of Dr. King's life, we're called to stand, to be present, and to witness for justice and peace, and to care for the least among us, the neighbors, the poor, the oppressed, and to live in community, to build community, to be together, build our country, make it healthy again.
Diane, what's your background?
I'm the priest at St. Paul's Episcopal Church.
I'm here because I support DACA, and I think that this needs more attention, and I'm glad there's a lot of people here supporting it, and we're getting a lot of honks. So if we can turn all this attention that's happening here in the street corner into actual action, that'd be a great thing. Right now, it looks like we're just getting a lot of support.
Are you a student?
I am a student. I go to Peninsula College. I live here in Port Townsend.
Bill Wise, Port Townsend, here on the corner by the co-op, holding up a stop hate sign. I don't know, 70 or 80 other people here. And I'm here because it's time to stand up and speak out. We all need to participate in getting our democracy back and standing up for what we think is right. We need to have open dialogue, civil discussion, stop the hate, need to live with love and compassion.
This is Chris Bricker for KPTZ Community Radio News.
Women and their male allies took to the streets in astounding numbers in cities and towns large and small around the world last Saturday on the anniversary of the original Women's March to protest the inauguration of President Donald Trump. And if the homegrown march and rally in Port Townsend was representative, the number of protesters this year was much larger. An estimated 4,000 people, many of them sporting the bright pink knit hats that have become emblematic of a movement, showed up on the cold and windy morning for the five-block march down Water Street to the rally at Pope Marine Park. That's almost half the town's population, although many came from out of town. KPTZ Compass brings you this audio portrait of that event. Would you be willing to talk to KPTZ for a moment?
Sure.
So what's your name?
Joy Beaver.
Joy Beaver, and how did you come to be one of the banner carriers this morning?
I think they picked it out because I was with my friend and they liked her hat.
She's got the pussy hat to end all pussy hats.
Right,
there.
It's even got a tail that goes up.
Were you in the march last year?
No.
What made you decide to come out this year?
Trump.
So, where are you from?
Squim.
You're from Squim? You've got a moment to talk to KPTZ?
Sure.
What's your name?
I'm Penelope Jensen. Penny Jensen.
And I understand that you're one of the principal organizers of this morning's event.
I am, and I did it last year as well.
So tell me about organizing this.
Tony,
and you know, how much time do you think you dedicated?
How much time we've dedicated? I think I'm up almost 24 hours a day for 2 weeks, it feels like. But let me just say something about Amelia D'Souza. Last year, four of us got together at Amelia's Reckoning, and she said, let's do a march, and we did it. And we had about 1,000 people. I want to give all the credit in the world to Amelia D'Souza. She is our fearless leader again this year. And she's done an outstanding job. We've been working our hearts out for at least 3 weeks to a month. Yeah, we are happy.
Are we ready?
Yes!
Are we ready?
Yes!
Go! Here we go.
So we have a wide array of signs here. Me Too, Time's Up, Vote Blue, Freedom of the Press. Hear our vote in the House and Senate. I'm not afraid. Time's up. Silence equals betrayal. Love your mama. Are you woke? Make America kind again. Impeach Trump. Power to the polls. End fossil foolishness. No one is above the law. Bring back humankind. Women's rights equals human rights. So can I ask you about your sign here?
Yes. And you should ask Paula because she made it.
Are you Paula?
Yes, I am.
So you made this?
Yes, I did.
You want to tell me about its design?
It's a dress. It was in the Wearable Art Show last year.
It's a dress and a banner.
Yes. Yes, my model was wearing it, and then she unzipped it with assistance, and it went out as a banner. And it's on rotational symmetry, which is symmetry on an axis. So no matter which way you hold it, it's right side up. But it's also upside down.
So your name is Paula?
Leilish. Paula Pelorenta is my seamstress, my couturier name.
And were you in the march last year?
Yep.
What is it that keeps you coming out?
need you ask? Our rights are being railroaded, for God's sake. We've elected a moron. Should I go on?
Not a creepy tweeter.
Nice slogan.
Came from D.C.
What's your name?
Carol Graves. I went to D.C. last year, so I'm proud to be here this year.
So one of the things I've been pondering is whether these marches would have taken place if Hillary had been elected.
Actually, I don't think so. I think that it's all about Trump, or not all about Trump, but it is a show of solidarity. It's something we can do, anybody can do. We can give money, we can write letters, and we can march. I love the women with their little kids. I mean, that takes a lot of guts.
Trump and Pence have got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho.
So would you mind talking to KPTZ?
You better.
I better?
Yeah, you better.
Sure.
Man at the Women's March.
So where are you from?
Right here.
From Port Townsend. What's your name?
Gary.
Obviously, you're a man marching in the Women's March.
That's correct. You got that right. We don't want no alternative facts.
Well, one of the things he could say if you asked him was, how does this compare to the Portland March? And one of the things I'm really happy to report is that the ratio of men to women in the Port Townsend March is much higher than the Portland March. Although we had plenty of men, and there were many more people because it's a larger urban area, the ratio of men to women here is very heartwarming for me as a woman, new to town.
And what's your name?
My name's Kate Lohr, and I'm the new assistant minister at the Unitarian Church here.
Oh, are you really?
Yes, and we are co-sponsors of this march. We supplied some of the organizing, and we paid for the insurance for this because it's so centrally of importance to us. One of the main organizers is a member of our fellowship. Her name is Amelia De Sosa, and she is a trans woman who has shared with me just how welcomed she feels into this work here. It's very affirming to be included in the Women's March. So we have people of all types, all genders here, out for the same cause, and it makes me really proud to be a Port Townsend citizen.
It just seems sort of ironic to me to think that if Hillary, a woman, had been elected, this movement would not have arisen. And I'm wondering whether the whole response, like the hashtag MeToo movement, would have occurred.
I think that's a great question. And I think if we look at the long view, his presidency might be attributed to, sparking a movement that we needed. I wouldn't have asked for it. And in the short-term view, it's just awful because we can't see the future, right? But the long-term view, I think this will be a turning point in our country.
I've never seen anything this well attended before. You know, if there's any silver lining to Trump, it's it'll cause people to organize. I think it'll make people get out and vote.
Water Street is covered from side to side. The whole, Pope Marine Park here is full of people, and there are people still coming all the way down Water Street.
I mean, I've been to festivals here for years, and I've never seen this many people in such a concentrated area.
Come on in! We got a lot more friends to fill in! Move on in! We got a nice grassy knoll!
Hey, Alma E! I'm here with the Mandala Center for Change and Poetic Justice Theater Ensemble. While we're gathering and listening to that drumbeat stirring in our hearts, I want to remind you of an important number. The number is 19. Why is that important? The 19th Amendment. 1920, my friends. Some very, very dedicated women worked hard in this nation to give women the right to vote. That's right, they fought for 70 years. Our sister, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Lucretia Mott, and Susan B. Anthony, among many others, came together just like we are to raise our voices, to look oppression in the face, and to be unafraid to do something about it.
and they came together to make a difference. We're here today to make a difference together. We are already making a difference. This is only the beginning. I also want to take a moment to honor the Coast Salish people. We acknowledge that these mountains, valleys, and shorelines and bays are the traditional territory of the indigenous people. We are on sacred ground, my friends. May we nurture our relationships with our Coast Salish neighbors, where we all reside today. This is an important day, and I want to welcome now Amelia D'Souza and Michelle Sandoval to help us recognize the importance of this day. Let's give them a big round of applause.
It's my great pleasure to introduce Amelia D'Souza as my friend and Latina sister.
Thank you.
And I am here today substituting for our wonderful mayor, Deborah Stinson, who is representing us at the march in Seattle. Whereas January 21st, 2017 was the date of the first women's march in the United States. And whereas the purpose of the 2018 Women's March is to harness the political power of diverse women and their communities to create transformative social change. And whereas women continue to make significant contributions to the fabric, the stability, and the well-being of our community. And whereas the city of Port Townsend has a history of inclusiveness, non-discrimination, most recently reflected in its adoption of Resolution 17-014, affirming the city as a welcoming city. And by the city. And whereas this year marks the second annual Women's March in Port Townsend, hosted by the Women's March PT Steering Committee and the Human Rights Alliance North Sound. Now, therefore, I, on behalf of Mayor Deborah Stinson, I, Michelle Sandoval, Council Mayor for the City of Port Townsend, do hereby proclaim January 21st, 2018 to be Women's March Day. And in the spirit of celebrating this special day, we ask the entire City of Port Townsend to celebrate with us.
Thank you. I am totally honored to be here today with you. This is for you. The 21st century is the century of women. We are the heart of culture, and we are the flower of peace, and we are the wind, the change, the hurricane that's going to change the face of this nation. Today we march, tomorrow we get involved, and November, we grab them by their midterms.
Yes. Thank you, Amelia. Last year was a year of resistance, a year of anger. And this year, we're going to vote, we're going to organize, and we are going to kick them out of Congress, and we're going to take back our country. The most important role in our government is all of you as citizen activists, and do not go to sleep again. This country is yours, and I heard Jalay said that we were important people coming to the stage. Oh no, all of you are the important people, and don't forget it. And lastly, I just want to say that as a daughter of an immigrant, my father came to this country. He had a fourth grade education. He started as a lemon picker. And his daughter, unfortunately he died, but his daughter got to go to the vice president's house to see Joe Biden. My parents were both immigrants. They became citizens and they loved this country. My dad was a Marine and fought in World War II. And we are all immigrants. Any person just like Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta, can change the world. It's all of us. It's our jobs. It's the rent we pay for being on this planet, and don't ever forget it. And I'm going off the stage now with a quote from one of my heroes, Cesar Chavez. Once social change begins, it cannot be reversed. You cannot uneducate a person that has learned to read. You cannot humiliate a person who feels pride. You cannot oppress the people who are not afraid anymore. We have seen the future, and the future is ours. Rise up, resist, organize, and vote!
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much. I'd like to invite Mary Jane Robbins, who's here on behalf of Derek Kilmer, to share a message with us.
Thank you so much, Jamila. I'm sorry I couldn't join you today. I'm in Washington, D.C., fighting the good fight for our community. And while I'm not marching with you in person, I'm there in spirit. In the daily course of my work, particularly in weeks like the last two, I often think about Florence Kennedy, who said, "Don't agonize, organize." My friends, your turnout today and the turnout of thousands of women in Washington and across the country show we're organized. And there's a lot to organize for. We, you and I, are speaking for some basic truths. That bigotry is wrong. That harassment of women is wrong. Racism is wrong. And given that our president, Donald Trump, has failed to publicly back these basic truths, I have sponsored a bill to formally censure him.
There are some powerful young people among us. Raise your voices. Raise your voices, my young friends. We have two who had the courage to step up here and share a message. Please welcome to the stage the Students for Sustainability, Hannah and Ingrid.
It's time to start taking what really matters seriously. As environmental activists, we recognize that our climate is changing rapidly, and we need to take action before it's too late. As young women, we know the statistics of sexual assault are real. It's time to change our behavior. As kids, we know that our dreams and our ideas are the future. We must be heard. We are here today to tell you that we are here. We are listening. And whether our leaders like it or not, we are ready to make change. 1 year ago, 2.5 million people decided that enough is enough. We are done with injustice, regardless of race, gender, sexual orientation or identity, religion, and political party. We, as human beings, took to the streets with pink pussy hats on our heads and change in our hearts. That was the beginning. Today, our fight continues!
Loy M. Shania, my name is Carmen Chavez. I am from the Yaquia Pascua, the desert people. I'm honored to be here, and I'm here to honor our missing and murdered indigenous women. Across Canada and across America, the numbers are staggering. We have the highest rate of missing, murdered, and sexually abused women in all of the races in America, and in Canada. The numbers in Canada are devastating. 56% of Indigenous women will experience sexual violence in their lifetime. That's over half. A lot of this coincides with the oil camps that are moving into our lands. There's man camps of thousands of men that are coming in. They're bringing drugs. They're raping our women and stealing our women. There are unidentified remains that are being locked up and never even notifying the families. To honor me and honor our people by learning the names of our missing and murdered. I'm getting a bit emotional here. I'm an emotional person. Today I leave you in prayer and peace, and I leave you with some names of our sacred sisters who are missing and murdered. Ashley Heavy Runner Loring, Maisie Ojic, Shannon Anderson, Sharon Williams, Alexandra Fennell, Lisa Jackson, Olivia Bear, Angelica K. Romero Booth, Janice Hannigan, Aliha Anika Makasan, Emily Wakapi Sakowin, Jojo Boswell, and my very own Sabrina Vega, a cousin from my homeland. Thank you and many blessings to you and your family. Oh.
I want to leave you with a final thought. Two final thoughts. The first is from our sister, Arundhati Roy, an Indian author, Arundhati, who reminds us that another world is not only possible, she is on her way. On a quiet day, I can hear her breathing. And to quote Patrice Cullors, one of the founding members of the Black Lives Matter movement, let us build the movement that unites millions of us. Brilliant and wise in our differences, and convicted in the belief that we are exactly what we need to free ourselves.
Sweet love, do not play it small.
This audio portrait of the 2018 Women's March in Port Townsend was written and edited by Steve Evans for KPTZ Community Radio News.
It depends on your greatness, sweet love, do not play it small. The world depends on your greatness.
This week's KPTZ Compass was written and produced by Chris Bricker and Steve Evans. The Compass airs Mondays at noon and 5 p.m. and repeats the following Saturday at noon. You can listen to podcasts of past Compass programs at the kptz.org website, where you can also stream KPTZ live 24 hours a day. For the news team here at KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Steve Evans.